This your boy Rob Brandon, aka Rob the Real, to also known as Mr. 485. I want to thank you for tuning in to I Put the Real in Real Estate Podcast. Guys, I'm just having a conversation with a bunch of friends, and we were all just casually talking, and I had proposed a question to them. If you met a realtor or scheduled a meeting with a realtor, you were looking to buy a home, and you reached out and set the appointment, and it was just a casual type meet and greet. You weren't meeting them in any office or anything like that. You told them you were going to be running errands and you were going to be at your kid's soccer game, and if they wanted to stop by just to have a little informal conversation, that would be cool. So, of course, the reason I'm bringing that up is it happened. I was speaking with one of my friends. They had reached out. And I know you guys are wondering, why are your friends reaching out to another realtor instead of you? Guys, I have relationships with my friends. I don't always expect them to use me in business. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. I understand that. I do just ask that, hey, if you're having something or there's an opportunity, let me get in front of you. Let me interview. Let me hear your expectations for me, my expectations for you. And if we could work together, cool, we will. If we can't, we won't. No love lost. So in this particular instance, a friend reached out. They were meeting up with the realtor at their kid's soccer game. Very informal. So after the soccer game, my friend gives me a call. And again, I'm not saying whether this is male or female. I'm just going to keep it at friend. My friend gave me a call and was like, yo, I met the realtor. I'm like, okay, well, how did it go? How did everything work out? What's your thoughts? You going to move forward? He was like, the realtor seemed very knowledgeable. I'm like, that's good. I'm glad to hear that these trainings and classes are paying off that we're taking. But I sensed a butt coming. So he was like, they were like, yo, the realtor was good, very knowledgeable. So I'm waiting for the butt. It sure came. But I'm like, but what? He was wearing like some joggers and a beat up t-shirt and some shoes with some creases in them. His hair was all over the place. I'm like, okay. But they were knowledgeable though, right? I was like, yeah, they were, but it was just the way they looked. I wasn't really sure. I was expecting them to be a little bit more crisp as far as their presentation. I was like, can you give me an example? Well, if it was a male, I was expecting them to be suited and booted, some cufflinks, the nice Windsor knot in the tie, some nice hard bottoms, fresh cut, nice watch on. If it was a woman, I was expecting maybe the pencil skirt, knee length, maybe some red bottoms or Sam Edelman's or Jimmy Choo's, a little blazer. Maybe some pearls, hair up, a little laptop. I'm like, dude, what's the David Yarmer jewelry? I'm like, dude, what's the deal? Are you trying to date these folks or are you trying to hire them as a realtor? What's up with the presentation that you're looking for? Well, I'm just expecting somebody to be a power player, a power broker. I want them to look a certain way when they represent me in deals. Fair, I get it. But I'm like, yo, you asked them to meet you at a soccer game. If you ask me, they were dressed appropriate with joggers and some shoes on and a tee. I'm like, I don't expect no woman to come out to no soccer game with no red bottoms on or Sam Edelman's or Jimmy Choo's or whatever else they said, getting their heels stuck in the ground, walking out to the soccer field trying to navigate soccer moms handing out orange slices at halftime or whatever. So, I think you're really not being realistic. And they was like, yeah, well, okay. So, I listened a little bit more. I was like, so are you going to move forward with them? Based upon them being knowledgeable of what you're looking to accomplish. They were still indecisive and wanted to set up another meeting. And I said, well, that makes sense. But I also mentioned to them, you know, what I think you ought to do. It's just tell them what sort of issues you had, because telling me isn't helping the situation. It's not like I'm going to reach out to him or talk to him. So tell him. I'm used to my realtor look a certain way when you represent me. Are you going to have this on or not have this on or look the way that I want you to look? Very slippery slope, because I know a lot of realtors would have told that person to kick rocks. I probably would have too, but you never know. So they scheduled the next meeting with the realtor. This time he asked him, can you meet me at this property I actually want you to list for me? Property's empty. Nobody stays there. So they scheduled a meeting. I reach out to my friend to see how the meeting went. I'm like, yo, how did the meeting go? Friend was like, yo, man, I just don't know. I was like, what do you mean you don't know? Friend reiterated, person was very knowledgeable. I'm like, great. Again, I'm glad to hear that. We pay a lot for these damn realtor classes and trainings we've been taking, so I'm glad to see that people are retaining this information. Again, I sense a butt coming. So I'm listening. Yo, the person was very knowledgeable, but boom, here comes a butt. I was like, but what? Yo, the realtor pulled up to the house. Okay. And what's the problem? They pulled up in an old beat up green Expedition with the top faded on it. It was making a lot of noises. It wasn't washed. I'm listening. I'm like, man. Okay. So you didn't like their car pretty much. That's what it boiled down to. I didn't like the car. I just felt like, again, it wasn't a good representation of me. So my next question was, okay, well, how were they dressed? Oh, dressed very professional, had a nice suit on, looked the part. I was very excited. Again, I didn't ask whether it was male or female, but again, they reiterated that they were dressed to the nines. So I was glad to hear that. The meeting went very well. And again, I asked, are you going to let this person represent you as your realtor? Hey, I just don't know. Again, I want my person to look a certain way. So I bring up all this to say I'm opposed to my listeners. What are your thoughts about this situation? Do you think the client is being shallow, that he wants his realtor to look a certain way and to drive a certain car? I'm just curious. Do you think it's fair? The realtor has exemplified in two meetings with this particular client or potential client that he's very knowledgeable of the subject matter and knows what he or she is doing. But the client is not sold on their presentation. So I ask you, is that something that you expect out of your realtor to look a certain way? I'm just curious about the comments. If you want, you can go over to my Twitter page. My Twitter is Rob the Realtor. Again, Rob the Realtor. You could drop a comment. I'm just curious to hear your thoughts. And I did bring this up. And like I mentioned, this was a topic of conversation amongst a group of friends. And believe it or not, a lot of my friends were actually on the side of the client. They said, yeah, I expect my realtor to be in a nice car. To be dressed nice as well, because that exudes or gives off a certain vibe or aura about that person, that they know how to handle money, they come from money, not going to be afraid to negotiate, and that actually set the tone for when they engage with other people that may be buying or selling the property that they're representing. Do a lot of people hide behind that? This was the flip side. A lot of people hide behind the 550 Benz, the tailored suit, the Breitling watch, the fresh ball head, or the fresh front lace with the, like I said, the Christian Louis Vuittons on, the nice business suit, power broker, power tie, power steering. A lot of people hide behind that, but not knowledgeable of the product, not knowledgeable of the neighborhood, the comps, and they fall short. But people still go with them because they look a certain way. Stupid, in my opinion, but it happens all the time. Just throwing that out there. Just curious to see what your thoughts are as it pertains to this. Again, your perception and your perception of your actual realtor. I encourage you to go to my Twitter. It's Rob the Realtor. And let me know your thoughts. This is Rob Brandon, a.k.a. Rob the Realtor, also known as Mr. 485. I want to thank you for tuning in to I Put the Real in Real Estate Podcast. We out. Chill.